Welcome to SAP on Microsoft Azure. My name is Holger Bruchelt, and in this video series, we want to take a look behind the scenes of the Extending SAP Solutions Using Microsoft Power Platform webinar. This is chapter 2, where we will create our first Power App and use the custom connector available on GitHub to connect to the SAP Gateway demo system and retrieve product information from there. So when connecting to an SAP system or when connecting from Power Apps to an SAP system, as shown before, we have multiple options, but we want to focus on connecting via OData to this SAP system. And as of today, we have to use the custom connector, and we have actually provided an SAP OData sample connector on GitHub that will be used throughout this demo as a foundation to easily connect from our Power App to the OData service from this SAP Gateway system that we have previously registered. Using this connector on GitHub is actually really, really easy. And setting up your very first Power App is as simple as performing a few clicks. So let's take a look at this. Okay, so in the first demo, what we want to do is we want to create a simple Power App that connects via OData to our SAP system. As mentioned, right now, we don't have an out-of-the-box OData connector. So what we need to do is we need to create a custom connector. So here in Power App, what you can do is in data, there's a way to create a custom connector. And there are multiple ways how you can actually create such a new connector. So you can import an OpenAPI file, you can start from scratch and do this. But there's another really nice thing, and that is import from GitHub. So on GitHub, actually, we have deployed or we have published an OData connector, an SAP OData connector that allows you to connect to this SAP Gateway system that we have. Obviously, the URL is configurable, so you can change the URL if you actually, for example, run your system on the cloud application library, as mentioned before. But in our case, it's nice because we can really connect to this SAP Gateway system. There are quite a few steps that you need to go through to deploy the custom connector. But actually, in the meantime, this is much, much easier. So instead of going through all these steps and installing the CLI tools and everything, what I can do is I can select here import from GitHub. I can select that I want to install a custom connector. I'll select the developer branch, and then I can select here the different connectors that are published on GitHub. And one of the connectors is this SAP OData demo connector. So I'll use this to connect. So what Power Platform is now doing, it's fetching all this information. Now I can change the picture and whatever. And you can see here's the URL to our gateway system. So I'll just do this. Now I want to use basic authentication in this specific scenario, and I want the user to be prompted for username and password. So that's also fine. Now I could select some of the collections that are exposed via this OData service. So obviously, for example, there's a list product set that is part here of this GW sample service. It's called product set. And here there are some query parameters that I could include or dismiss or whatever. There's also the XCSRF token handling that is obviously very crucial when it comes to working with an SAP OData service. So all of this is there. But in my specific case, I'll just leave everything on default and click on Create Connector. Now this connector is created, so it has a name, SAP OData Demo. Obviously, I could have changed this before, but now, yeah, I have my own custom connector that allows me to connect to this SAP OData service on the SAP Gateway demo system. Okay, so the custom connector is created, which means now I'm ready to test and use this custom connector. I could use this directly here. There's a test functionality. But actually, what I want to do is I immediately want to import this or use this in an Power App. So what I'll do is I'll create a new app, a Canvas app. So you can see Power App opens now in this Studio, Power App Studio. And what I can do is I can click on Open Okay. I can select the file and actually just to let me highlight this again. So here on GitHub, it's not only the connector, but there's also this sub EPM products demo starter file. And this is a Power App. So what I can do here is I can just select this specific file. So I had already downloaded it to my computer, so I can just open it. And now we'll see a sample Power App that allows me to, or that will allow me to interact with my SAP system. So here you go. You can see this is the Power App. There's some products, there's some details here, but you can also see all these errors. And why do we have errors? Well, the thing is we're connecting here to an SAP OData connector, which is not yet available. So what I would need to do now is I click here on connectors and I say I want to connect to different connectors. Now, if I search for SAP, we should see this SAP OData connector. So this is the custom connector that I just created. I click on it and I need now to authenticate with my username and password. And now I am connecting here from my Power App to this SAP connector. And you see these errors are gone. And now what I can actually do, I could run this application, obviously I could deploy it, but in Power App, what I can also do, I can just click on Alt and click on this button. So to basically really execute this button. And now you can see I get a list of data coming from the SAP system. You might remember this Fiori Launchpad screen that we have seen before in the other video, in the first video, where you maybe have seen some of these products. And that's exactly what we have here now. So now I have a very simple Power App that allows me to select items directly from the SAP system and see this information here on the right-hand side. So I hope you were able to create your very first Power App and connect it to the SAP system using this GitHub connector. Here again, there are relevant links for the repository on GitHub for this SAP OData connector, the links for the Power Platform, and obviously again, the link to the SAP Gateway demo system that allows you to consume data from an SAP system.